Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Grass Harp by Truman Capote, narrated by Cody Roberts. 1. When was it the first I heard of the grass harp? Long before the autumn we lived in the China tree. An earlier autumn then, and of course it was Dolly who told me. No one else would have known to call it that. A grass harp. If on leaving town you take the church road, you soon will pass a glaring hill of bone-white slabs and brown burnt flowers. This is the Baptist cemetery. Our people, Talbots, Fenwicks, are buried there. My mother lies next to my father, and the graves of kinfolk, 20 or more, are around them like the prone roots of a stony tree. Below the hill grows a field of high Indian grass that changes color with the seasons. Go to see it in the fall, late September, when it has gone red as sunset, when scarlet shadows like firelight breeze over it, and the autumn winds strum on its dry leaves, sighing human music. A harp of voices. Beyond the field begins the darkness of river woods. It must have been on one of those September days when we were there in the woods gathering roots that Dolly said, "Do you hear? That is the grass harp, always telling a story. It knows the stories of all the people on the hill, of all the people who ever lived. And when we are dead, it will tell ours too." After my mother died, my father, a traveling man, sent me to live with his cousins, Verena and Dolly Talbot, two unmarried ladies who were sisters.